The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Sharon? How you doing?
I'm good. I guess my first question is, you know, I'm sure when you signed up for the show, you knew people were going to have preconceived notions of you. You get in there, the girls like aren't loving you. But as the season goes on, it seems like people really warmed up to you, like the fans certainly. Have you sort of felt that as the show has aired?
Yeah, I have. And obviously, you know, when I'm there, you know, I can't obviously control like what's going to make it into the show and what's not. But I went into the situation just really wanting to, well, I was really excited, first of all, to be in a different scenario, to go and do Traitors. I mean, I was so excited to, because I've watched, you know, the past two seasons. And just going to play that game, going to be in a castle in Scotland, you know, finding it's like a whodunit, like lots of fun games and camaraderie and building friendships and relationships. Yep. So I was saying it was really fun to be in an environment, you know, to go do Traitors in a castle in Scotland, to, you know, play, do challenges, do missions, be able to like work with people, the whodunit of it all. Like I was just, it seemed like such a fun show to do. And I was really excited to do it. And yeah, coming into the situation, I knew people would know who I was and obviously have their feelings and thoughts. And I just, you know, I kept telling myself, like, I think just play a very, you know, what do I want to say? Like just play a very sincere game, work my ass off and just try to contribute as much as I can.
Yeah. Did you have like a strategy or were you just like, let me go in, see what the situation is. And then, yeah.
I mean, I had one strategy I had right off the bat was to try to see people right when they took their blindfolds off. Cause I thought maybe
not
that
a bad idea. Not
reveal
a, bad idea.
A lot. Yeah. Because you know, when you playing poker, like when people get dealt, you know, aces or something, they tend to like get quiet, their heart beats out of their chest, they sit up in their chair, they, you know, they act differently. And I felt like somebody who had just gotten tapped on the shoulder to be a traitor, obviously their heart would be racing out of their chest. And the people that wanted to be traitors that didn't get picked as traitors would have a sense of like, damn it, like annoyance. Mm-hmm. And then the people that wanted to be faithfuls would obviously just be like, okay, thank God I'm not a traitor.
No, I mean, that's not a bad inclination, right? Like that made sense. You did. Okay. So had you not been murdered, did you have a plan? Were you still going after Dolores? Obviously now, you know, she was not a traitor.
Well, actually it's funny. That morning I got in the car with Dylan and I told him that I knew that I felt very strongly that it was Carolyn and Danielle. And I said, look, like I still have thoughts that it could be Dolores, but I feel like if we go after Dolores and she happens to be a faithful, I know that sounds bad, but then that's the last night that the traitors can recruit. So if Dolores is out of the picture, then we know it's Danielle and Carolyn, and then we can just, we don't have to worry about them having to reveal themselves and they can no longer recruit anybody else, because if they recruited, then you got to start from scratch. Yep. Now, obviously I didn't know. And that was initially going to be our plan, like Dylan and I, but that changed. And that's one of the reasons why I still voted for Dolores, because I thought that that was what we were doing. But, you know, now looking in hindsight and seeing that Danielle went with a very obvious choice and picked and picked Brittany, that, you know, that would have been an easy thing to sort of sniff out.
Yeah. What was your reaction when you found out it was those two who murdered you?
I mean, I I knew it. I mean, yeah.
Okay. In terms of like the cast, obviously I know you guys filmed the reunion yesterday. Had you kept in touch with anyone from the cast? Like, were you friends with anyone?
Yeah, of course. I've kept in touch with Dylan, Derek, Ivar, yeah,
Okay.
Carolyn.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Carolyn had a lot of good things to say about you in my exit interview, actually. She said she was trying to defend you a lot in there. She really likes you, so yeah.
Yeah, she's super cool. We both felt like we were kind of both like loners in a way.
Yep, misunderstood a little bit. What were your thoughts on the doll episode and everyone's reaction to it? I know it's sort of campy, but it's fun. Like, did you take it in stride? Obviously, you do sing, right? You're in a band. Did you take
Yeah.
that as like an insult, or are you like, this is just fun?
It's just fun. I mean, it was
Yeah.
hilarious. And I saw everybody's just kind of trying to look for shields. And I'm like, nobody, I could tell nobody wanted to do it. And so I was like, everybody's just like, sort of just like, ah, I can't do that. I was like, well, I guess I'm the only, am I the only one that's like musically inclined or wants to? Wants to go after this and try to win some money for the group. So I just was like, I'm going for this. You guys can go look at sh for shields and stuff. I'm gonna actually start doing
It was so
the
funny.
challenge.
What
I
did you
went
I
for it.
you did a good job. Any thoughts? It seemed like Sam wasn't the biggest fan of yours. He said you were a bad singer. Any bad feelings there? Are you guys okay?
I know that Sam is just trying, like, that's one thing that I noticed as the show sort of went on and people sort of read the room on like how people, you know, were sort of being towards me and sort of laughing at me or whether they were laughing at me or with me. I think he was just trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has a very dry sense of humor, I've noticed.
Yeah. But I mean, me
Okay.
and Sam, we got along pretty, like, we got along well.
Have you heard from any of like anyone in the Vanderpump world that is watching the show? Did anyone reach out to you?
Yeah, Sheena. I talked to Sheena about it. She obviously really wants to be on it.
Yeah.
And then me and Lala were texting the other day. But yeah.
Are people happy to see you like in a different, like basically you're going from, they're watching your every move to this is like a competition show, completely different. Were people excited to see you in that light?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously too, with the reaction online, you know, and with the audience, it's been great. It's been, I think people have enjoyed seeing me in a different environment, whether it's
Yeah.
friends, whether it's my fellow castmates, you know.
Does this make you want to do like another show?
Oh yes, of course. I would love to do more things like this. I had so much fun. I mean, it's just one of those things where you go there and you just fully immerse yourself into the game. And it was just a lot of fun. Like just being there and you're like, okay, I have to just focus on one thing here, and that is playing this game. And it's an exciting and fun and campy game.
Yeah. Wait, Tom, I is this true? I heard a rumor, like, did you lose your luggage or something? Is that real?
Yes.
Because I was like, why is
Yes.
Tom in a tracksuit? Because usually you show up like, with an outfit. And I was like, wait, why is he in a tracksuit?
Well,
Or was that planned?
actually, that tracksuit was mine.
It was.
Yeah,
I just
my
was like,
girlfriend got me that tracksuit, and I loved wearing that. But initially, I did not have my luggage for several days,
got it. Okay.
and you know that's one of the reasons why I had to wear the thickest wool sweater I think I've ever worn. I don't normally wear wool sweaters even in cold environments because once you walk in from outside, you're like immediately sweating. And it was hot in that castle. It
Okay,
was
yeah.
hot
I know
in
people
that
called you
castle.
out for,
Oh,
some sweating.
Dylan took his shirt off too. I mean, people were like, dude, this is sweat. There's 20, what, 22 people in one room, and that happened to also be a very hot room. Yeah.
Right, Tom. Well, I know we have to wrap up soon, but like overall, how was your experience? Would you play the traitors again? And are you open to being a traitor? Or you still want to keep it? You want to be a faithful?
I'm not sure. I mean, I would definitely love to do Traitors again. I had so much fun. I would love to just experience it too, like with, just see what a different group of people, how they play. I'm sure the traders' tactics have to evolve as the show keeps being on, or keeps airing. So, but yeah, I would love to do the traders again and any other show like that. Like there's so, I mean, I enjoy myself even on Special Forces where, I'm getting my ass kicked. Like I love that kind of stuff.
Cool. Well, thanks, Tom. I appreciate you chatting with me today. And
Yeah.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.